Blog Talk Radio.
You know you ride it right. I might just die tonight, but you know I'm still coming through, baby. I know it's bad for me, and you know it tastes so sweet. I think I need your abuse, baby. Girl, you do damage to me. No, I love it, yeah, I love you. Ain't nothing better for me now. And I drown between your thighs. I'm still here, ain't no excuse, babe. I see you in my sleep. I'm sky beyond belief. Ain't nothing you can make me do, baby.
All that you are, over at me, rising like the sun.
that you are is all that I need. Sunset in your eyes, let me with your loving. I'm searching for the thrill. It's you, you make me feel. You make me feel. Change me with no hands, hold me with your eyes. Unwind me with your mind tonight. Speak with no words, show me in the more yours. Show me in the more yours.
All that you want, all that I need. Eyes are like the smoke, linger on me. All that you want, all I need. Eyes are like the smoke, linger on me. You got me so high, finally breathe. Finally breathe. Finally me. You got me so high, finally breathe. Finally breathe. Finally me.
Now we the sheets, but we cuddle.
Cause I really want you. I do, baby. Tonight I don't wanna talk. I just wanna touch you. Cause I can't get enough of you. I'm about to go in, baby. Trust I will demonstrate. Put all your cares aside and just choose where you wanna ride. Down here on my face, you gon' get them all anyway. Down there with no air. And I'll hold your hair for you, baby, while you're going off on me. When I hit it from the back, I'll stir up the water that's in you. Girl, that water got me stroking like a pool.
Gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
You are. Jesus, can you hear me?
Jesus, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, God, it's an echo.
Oh, God, it's an echo.
Wait a minute.
I don't know why.
I can hear you, Diva.
Okay. Okay, awesome. No echo. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. This is the Love Zone. I am your host, Perla Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. V.I.P. How you doing tonight, diva?
I'm good. How are you?
I am. I'm doing okay. There was something I wanted to say to you, and now I can't remember it, but let me get back to the introduction here. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm sure
you are in the Love Zone listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on tonight, DB. You got your raw?
Absolutely, all the time.
Oh, yes. I'm not without them, definitely. I don't wear all of them because, ladies and gentlemen, I have accumulated a lot. But I do wear one or two specific ones all the time. Tonight, we want to know, does being sexually attracted to someone mean that you want to be in a relationship with them? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 to be heard. Participate. We love you, too. Now, before I go any further, I have to give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO and a very good friend of mine, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Reveal the Poet Douglas, because without him, there would be no us. So, Diva, let me ask you. How do you feel about that? I think we've all been sexually attracted to someone at some point in time. Some of us, a few someone. But does that mean you wanted to pursue them and have a relationship with them, or you just wanted to keep it as a lustful sexual thing?
That's a good question, first of all. It's very possible I had a sexual attraction to someone and not even want to go through the rigmarole of a relationship. That is true. I've seen it happen. Sometimes I really think more men can do it better than women, but I know some women who can. So they just want to be all in the lust and not have a relationship. So very, very possible. Now me? Oh my goodness. If I'm going to be involved with someone, it's going to be a relationship, okay? That's how I see it.
Okay.
So what about you, Diva?
Me? Yeah, I have been attracted to quite a few throughout my lifetime, sexually. There was a relationship I had strictly about sex, and it didn't last very long because he started developing feelings about me, and it wasn't like that for me. But to this day, we are very, very good friends.
Well, that's good.
He still airs so often. He'll be like, tell such and such I'm coming through. And I'm like, there is no such and such fool. And no, you're not coming through. But I would, and over the years, I've found myself very sexually attracted to someone. But hold on a second. I would not advance because it would be purely a lustful thing. And that's not what I'm open to anymore. I want a relationship. So, I wouldn't go ahead with it unless I was sure it would lead into an actual relationship, a long-lasting one at that. So, no, not now I wouldn't. In my wild days, I did, but no, not now. So.
In your wild days.
I, Yes, girl. I have my little wild days. I think we all have had, well, most of us have had our wild days where we just, that's a topic for another show. I ain't even going to get that one up right now. But Diva, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
Well, you know what? I did. I was asked to read this piece, and I want to read it to everybody, and I want everybody to just, you know, close their eyes and go with the flow and see where this is headed, okay? You down with that?
The mic is yours. Oh, I'm so down, and the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. I don't want your apple. I want the snake. Caress me in coils that keep me awake. I've forsaken the rules to be with you. I was spawned from a rib where you come from is new. You tempt me with forbidden fruit. I stand in this garden completely nude. I was unaware of my being. Now I'm seeing my own beauty. There's another here, but he's fixated on his duty. You threw that all aside and went straight for the... Well, you see what you do to me. You got me leg up, heel over head, balancing in your rapture as you savor me red. Bleeding from torn hymen, the Lord saying, what a man. I'm hearing thunder and lightning. This place is growing frightening, and my body has been so enlightened. Oh, my God, this feeling is just right. And why dilute the fruit of his pleasure as the serpent explores my treasure. I'm tossing at him like, whatever. So snake me now. Take me now. Lay me down because I'm cramping. I didn't bite your invite. I just experienced your delight. And tonight was surely just a sampling. And that's that piece.
Oh, wait a minute. Snakes wrapping coils, leg up, heel over head, body enlightened. Well, damn, that sounds, that was delicious. I can't wait to hear the playback. I don't even think you sent that one to me. Girl, I don't know who told you to read that, but thank you, whoever it was, because that piece was. I'm gonna use one of our poetic phrases. That was phenomenal, girl.
Thank
that
you,
was decent. Wow, I like that.
Thank
that was
you.
My high. I want to hear that again. Yes.
So, Diva, what you got for us tonight, baby?
I got something over. I think it was couple days ago, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a little joke. And it does have a title. It definitely has a title.
Ooh.
All right. hold on 1 second, y'all. Excuse me. Okay. All right. I don't think it's like somebody don't want me to read it. Goodness. All right. This is called Protected Toxicity. He dreams of the taste of her and loves the love affair between his tongue and all of her lips. He wonders if he attempted to satisfy his palate in reality, would his tongue truly get to savor such a sweetness she placed upon it within his dreams? He calls her his phantom mistress of climax because she leaves him fulfilled upon coming to returning to his consciousness. He watches her secretly as his curiosity increases, his desire to know if the thickness of her thighs is as soft as the suppleness of her full breast. Is his next to tasting her? Being engulfed in them is his favorite part of the dream. He keeps his desire to ravish her body, masterfully hidden from common and prying eyes and ears. A caution taken for fear of a caution taken, not for fear of running her off, but to protect her precious mental state, because he doesn't want her to belong to him. This isn't love. He just wants to taste and enter her orgasmic oasis again and again and again and again. So he knows the kind of damage this relationship, a relationship of this caliber, would do to her. This is protected toxicity. And that's that piece. Dude, I think your piece got me all flabbergasted and messed up. I couldn't even read my piece right.
No, that's right. Oh, my word.
No.
Well, it seems like we both fired up the mics tonight, didn't we, Diva?
Yes, we did, and I can't wait to hear these pieces that are coming to us. You ready to open up this first one?
Mm-hmm. I sure am.
Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Love Zone. I don't know why this mic is not open. There we go. Welcome to the Love Zone. Are you the one tonight?
Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. What's good with you tonight?
Hey, I am doing phenomenal. I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Been to these pieces, like, my goodness. But baby, you want the snake.
Okay.
You want the snake. You want the coils wrapped around your body.
Okay.
You would take it from the rib, but you know exactly what you want naked in that garden.
Yes. Leg up, heel over head.
Don't let too many men find out you're that flexible, because we'll be down your inbox to see if we can make that thing come true.
Ooh, right. No lie.
No. Protected toxicity. Dare I say that is one of your best pieces, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I concur.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And if y'all ain't heard the instrumentation that goes with it, shame on you. Beautiful pieces. Now.
Thank you.
Why did y'all come up
with
this
topic? I got to ask the question.
My God.
A lot of people out here that are lusting after folks, but nowadays it seems like people just don't want the relationship. They just want to, get into the horizontal hop and then go on about their business and keep it going like that. That's true.
But a lot of people that don't want relationships these days is because they've been in bad relationships. And believe it or not, the horizontal hop, as you call it, we're going to call it what it is. You're talking about some high steamy sex, baby.
Right?
How you slice it and dice it, if we land down horizontally, there's some type of relationship there. Whether we just met and just talked for a few hours, had a drink, first date, whatever, there's some type of relationship there. That's right, men, I'm telling it all. But, yeah. Okay, go ahead and ask me the question. I'm sorry.
All right, well, wait. I have to respond to that because you're right. There is that's the capacity that the relationship is held in. But it's mostly strictly sex, and people don't want that. They don't want exclusivity. They don't want monogamy. They just want to do that, and
this is good.
They might wait. Can I finish, please? Thank you. They don't always. Oh, you do. I'm gonna get you later. You know that, right? You know.
Go ahead, finish.
But what I'm saying is, a lot of people, they don't mind having that sexual thing, but usually when you are in a sexual, just purely a sexual relationship with somebody, eventually one or the other person starts to develop feelings, and then the other person still just wants that sexual thing. They don't want to get into that relationship where it's just those two and to build it into something else. That's my point. Now, what was you going to say?
I don't forgot now because you kept on going, so I don't forgot what I was going to say. You made me forget.
Maybe it's because you were drifting off.
See, that's why I was interrupting, because I needed to get that point out, because I knew that I would forget because you was just going to keep going on and on and on. But it's okay. You got a question for La Perla Negra?
Yes, I want to know. First off, have you ever just been sexually attracted to someone and wanted to have a relationship with them?
Hell yeah, since puberty until present day.
Okay.
I got a sexual attraction to Jessica Alba, but I can't have her.
Oh, Lord. No, I don't think her husband would approve of that.
He won't. But that's what it is. Jennifer Lopez. I got a sexual attraction to her too. But I can't have
her husband would approve of that shit either.
Exactly. Halle Berry. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
I think you stop looking at these married women. Nia single.
Oh, wait, say what now? Hold on.
Nia Long is single, but I don't know about Sanaa.
Let me be the top of the list of her fan club tomorrow.
Yeah, you can tell her, look, I'm your number one fan from Love Jones.
Absolutely. And I'm going to say, baby, can I be your slave? I got a mix here. I'm sorry. Don't. It's very possible to have a sexual attraction to someone and not desire the relationship. I mean, for a man, that's, you know, VIP said it earlier, for a man it's easy because, one, men are very visual creatures, okay? We visually like what we see. So that engages us mentally by what we see. And just because you look good and you attractive and my body might want to be with you doesn't necessarily mean that you are good for me. So,
Absolutely. All right, we're going to switch this around. Usually I have you do the rundown for the week, but we want to get into this piece because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to.
I did. It's all y'all's fault. Okay, it's all y'all's fault.
Get him, Beaver. Get him. All our fault. I thought you were going to say something. Oh, Lord. All right, well, I tell you what. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. The title of this piece is called Special Craving. There's something about you that drives me to the brink of sexual orgasmic manifestations, of the brain's succulent nature of erotic sensations. But just because I have been fantasizing about making you come for me, don't be criticizing my ability to keep my emotions disconnected from a reality that we don't need to be in a relationship for me to please you sexually. The emotional connectivity can be exclusively yours, but not mine. Because the way I've been licking and sucking you in my mind is definitely wanting to be manifested in the present. Our bodies colliding like waves crashing against rocks. We'll make time stand still and forget about the ticks and the tox. I crave the scent of you in my dreams and the sweetness of your nectar would stream down my lips, down my chin, and drip off my beard again and again. I don't need to be your significant other to participate in the exchange of body fluids as your lover. I just need you to relax and think about pure ecstasy as we satisfy each other's cravings and unpacking a delicious fantasy. The scent of your pheromones breaking through my nocturnal state, reminding me that in my REM stage, I better awake, because you're the entity I'd love to ravish. Your sexual inhibitors I will break and punish. And by all means, please be as wet as you please. Let me worry about my inability to come fast so I can please and please you until your heart desires so we can fuel our passion fires. And no, I don't need the relationship to want and desire you sexually and maintain a healthy situationship. In peace.
Lord, Lord, Jesus, go ahead. You give your feedback first.
First of all, you man, but that's okay.
I didn't say anything wrong. I just wrote to y'all.
No, you did not. But the thing is that y'all always accusing us of being nasty, right, Diva? So I gotta just throw it back at you, you know, right? Okay. But anyway, that was a nice piece for real.
Nice.
And it was, I don't understand, but you know that song that we don't have to take our clothes off.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah.
Talking about a good time.
You were saying,
oh no,
yeah. So
and drink
yeah.
some sherry so, wine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, yeah. Right. Lord. And that's exactly what that song was running all through my mind when you were talking. And you said that piece. I was like, oh, man.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Wait. She says, I've been tasting you in my dreams, licking and sucking in my mind, drip down, Lord, your lips and your...
Did you repeat it?
Whoa.
Who's that?
Lord, I done tore the page out my book. It just slid off of the... I got one of them spiral notebooks, and it just, Lord. Okay, you just came in and started all kinds of trouble. Got us all worked some kind of way about that song. But it's all good. It's all good. I've been meditating.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, VIP said that I was nasty. You do understand there's this thing called cause and effect. The cause is the topic of this show. The effect was the piece that you just got. So thank you for sparing my creativity.
All righty then.
Okay. All right. Poetic, would you mind, thank you for that awesome piece, getting us all upset up in here, upset the balance of things. would you please give us the rundown?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow for a special episode of Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, who is truly poetic. And the question on the table for the evening is there such a thing as an unforgivable act when you're truly in love with someone Friday night, y'all, is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the return of the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Pearl, La Negra, essentially Janice running the event page, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, oh man, we have the War Council with your host, Mojave. You're not going to want to miss that. And we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another edition of The Love Zone with these sexy divas, Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Very, very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kalinda is waiting on you. It's something about your conversation, she said. She looks forward to coming to work now. Not that she didn't before, but it's like she leaves out early to punch in early now. So go on over there and talk to her.
I'm on my way. On my way.
She got your drink waiting for you.
I love when she mixes my drink. You already know.
One love, one bite.
One
love,
one bite. Off, baby, baby.
Lord. All right, man.
I'm throwed off right now. Are we ready for this next? You know what, Diva? Lord. All right, let me get myself together. After this caller, can we get a station identification break? Because we are supposed to be
Absolutely.
One an hour. Okay, but I'm going to open
Absolutely.
Up this next mic. We go from Poetic to a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Hey, Joe, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Joe.
I'm doing fine. The Perla Negra and the VIP. How's everybody feeling tonight?
All worked up mm-hmm. now and discombobulated thanks to Poetic.
Yeah, he stayed on
topic,
so yeah, you know, shout out.
Yeah,
he stayed on top.
Yeah, he stayed on top of it, all right.
Yeah.
I'm almost scared to hear your piece, but my Diva got a question to ask you.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You're the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Yes, Ms. VIP.
Just having a sexual attraction to someone mean you want to be in a relationship with them?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got pretty much go along with what my brother Van was saying. You know, we are attracted to what attracts us. You know, whether we become just friends or behind that attraction or a relationship develops, you know, you don't just automatically, you know, see someone as nice and say, you know, and we up in here in wedding bells and whatnot. Nah, you build a friendship first. And if relationships get born out of that, then hey, good times. But it's not, I won't say that I'm not attracted to a person and I want to, have a conversation with them. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's just saying.
Okay. He's just saying. I did it. All right,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm a tablet. Okay. All right, go here. Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
But that was my point, too. People don't want to, they don't want to take the time to get to know the person, even though some people may say that body-to-body language is a great way to get to know someone, but there is more to a person than just exploring their body physically.
You want to explore the body, just ask them to dance, but other than that, shit. Y'all might
exactly.
just become the best of motherfucking friends. Yeah.
You're right. Anything is possible.
Yeah.
but some people are not open to that, you know. So, I mean,
yeah, you know.
Anything.
You know, the only thing that binds us is ourselves. So, you know, that's up to the person.
Absolutely. I'm just, you know, I've gotten less optimistic over the years and a little more, not so much pessimistic, because I'm not knocking it down. I'm just being more of a realist these days.
LaPearl and Negra, let me ask you this. Are you happy?
Am I happy?
Are you happy?
I'm completely and totally happy with myself. Yes, I am. I'll bring happiness into a relationship.
That's what's up.
I don't look for, and you know, happiness is an inside job. It's not for you to look to the other person to make you happy. Though you can meet somebody that can bring some miserable shit into your life and make you unhappy. Depending on a person to bring, to make you happy, you know, you gotta be happy and content with yourself inside first. And that comes with self-care and self-love, which are two total different things, but I'm gonna get into that another time. That'll take up the whole time of the show. You know, people don't know the difference between self-care and self-love. It's a big, big difference. Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
Well, I hope so, yeah.
I just know you did. Ain't no hope. I know you did. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Goddess had me don a three-piece suit with no shirt and just a vest on. Sweat flowing off my chest, and Goddess says, leave the rest on. Her teeth gave bite to my chest, good Lord, and non-compliance was not an option. I knew what Goddess wanted when I dropped in. Goddess said, drop them if you want that slop, and you better get the slobbering. So I'm talking into a deep thesis. Goddess keeps repeating with long, sharp nails on the back of my head to hell with your breathing. Keep on eating. Well, you will get none of what you crave this evening. My tongue's reaching for her reverence. Started using both her hands. The river said, give her a break. I tried to sing at the tip of the bass. Her walls fell flat on my face. Mountainous mounds of flesh soaked to the bone. I reached for the sky at the edge of her moon. Goddess, as I addressed her in her mess, I asked permission to lose the vest. As the very last remnant of the goddess was gone, Goddess sipped those glass heels on. Oh, shit, I knew what that meant, and I swear, this hoe was trying to break my neck. We digressed into a more comfortable ignition position. The goddess rules, and I listened. 10 times I ate it, like the waiter who keeps bringing water to the table. And I'm savoring her labia, and she had this special flavor there, and I knew I was no lamb to the slaughter. Goddess wore everything up to the garter, and it was fish that night. And fish that bite. What's a guppy to do but eat his way out? Goddess played that tantric bass. It was time to churn that butter out. I was well fed. And I held her captive for a few moments. She listened to my words for so long without speaking. I flowed into her space. She rode the wake I created. Something she said struck a chord. I smiled and continued to feed her with words. She absorbed the last line. Now in slumber, I'm digested in her dreams. Lovers, are you with me? Sisters, don't forget me. Goddess, about to guess this in peace.
Whoa.
Oh, damn.
Whoa. You got this one.
Okay. First off, let me tell you something. I love the fact that you named this piece Goddess.
Mm-hmm.
you kept referring to her over and over and over again in the suit, and how she had you. Lord, have mercy. Whew, that piece right there makes a woman feel different. Oh, because every time you mentioned goddess, you emphasized on it. You projected your voice in a way where it hit the body. You know, that mm-hmm. energy you put out. Lord, have mercy. That, I love that piece. So, damn. Diva.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, first of all, Joe, you know I'm a fan. And this piece right here, I saw some things. I'm like, all right. Non-compliance was not an option. I'm like, oh, all right. And she bit the chest. Hello. I'm like, whoo, all right. So it was a nice switch of like a dominant and a sub. So, you know, now the man was the sub, goddess was the dominant, and it was hot, it was nice, it was all that.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, so what I'm gonna do is send you over there to the Love Lounge. Lord, y'all got mixed up. I'm stumbling over my words, and I feel all warm inside. That's all I'm gonna be all about. Yeah, All right, I'm gonna send you over here to the Love Lounge with Poetic, and you can keep him company. He's over there talking to Kalinda, the bartender. She already has your drink waiting for you. Go on in there, and make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
What's up, Kalinda? What's happening, girl? How you been? What up, man? What's up, homie?
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you though. You know what? That part right there where you mentioned the non-compliance is not an option any bit.
Yes.
Do you like? I think we did a show on this one time. We might have to bring that show back again about being bitten. You like to be bitten?
Oh, good Lord Jesus! Yeah.
Lord. I love you know what I like that bite and then that suck and that pull up. Lord, okay. Let's go to a station identification break. It's almost 10 o'clock.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. Oh, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the Surreal Entertainment Network. And tonight, we are talking about having a sexual attraction to someone. And if you want to have a relationship with them, or are you going to just leave it as the sexual attraction? Now, it is approximately 5 minutes to 10 o'clock hour. And the dial-in number is 319-537-6300. I'll make sure y'all press that one so you can be heard and participate. Now, we're going to open up this next microphone. We go from Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer to our Canadian connection with a Lady A. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Lady A?
Hi, Lady A. How are you?
They might be having some technical issues. We can't hear you, love. Are you muted? Yeah, we can't hear you.
It sounds like her line.
It sounds like, it sounds like a clicking noise if you're trying to talk. Yeah, we can't hear you, sweetie. We're going to have to come back to you because we just can't hear you at all. All right, I'm sorry, but I'll definitely come back to you. All right. Wow. I was looking forward to hearing her piece, man. Yeah? I'm such a fan of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely.
We're going to go from Lady A to a C-double-34 music. Hey, C-double. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you tonight?
Ladies,
hey.
It's been a while, and I'm happy to be here, and I want to ask La Perla Negra, you said you were basically going off the edge or something like that with the last two?
Hoocha. I'm trying to tell you. Came
well,
in here and started that mess. And now, Lord have mercy. Joe didn't help none. He just added fuel to the fire. And I'm almost afraid to hear yours too. Lord have mercy on my soul.
Well, I'm hoping that you remember that game on The Price is Right called Cliffhanger?
Yeah.
I'm hoping this will make you yodel.
Oh, Lord.
Miss VIP, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you, Big Devil?
I'm doing quite well.
Okay. Oh, my goodness gracious.
You came pretty close right there.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute now. The thing about it, okay, with me, I love the stimulation, especially the wordplay. Y'all know I'm a sapiosexual, and it does take me there. But it takes a little bit more to get me to the edging part. I ain't there now. Okay, it takes a little bit more, you know. I got room for a little bit more. So when I say I'm scared, you know, I ain't really scared of y'all, you know. But I am curious.
Oh my goodness!
So,
oh my!
Is it my turn to ask the question, Diva? Because they do get me confused
with
that spot. All right.
Yes.
Double. Are you ready for the question, love? Okay.
Of course
well,
I am.
We want to know. We want to know. Does having a sexual attraction to someone mean you want to be in a relationship with them?
I've been heterosexual all my life. So ever since Jane Kennedy to Halle Berry, I mean, you can go fantasy to porn stars, to reality. I mean, I'm a man. Even though I'm married, I know what attracted me. So I've said before I'm sex, but I'm also love. But sex ain't love. So my answer to your question, of course, every time, you might as well say I'm the black version of How I Met Your Mother.
Hmm. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. You know how he kept chasing and chasing, saying, she's the one, she's the one, she's the one. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I like that answer. I definitely like that answer. Now, what I want to know is, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you're
besides me.
Besides you.
I'm glad you agree. I have this piece.
So
Well, I do have a piece, but we won't even go there. It's called You Know What You're Doing.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Your orbs have me addicted. I'm now your hardened criminal. Under arrest from your pictures so titillating to my mental and sexual. I estimate they're bigger than objects in the mirror, rendering me as a milk fiend seeking to drink you. Your breast is the kryptonite I surrender to as they hypnotize, causing me to be more frozen than a child's movie in rotation. Pools and areolas dipped in chocolate where I'm singing like Luther. This is so amazing. As I'm celebrating the Amazon in this paragraph, trapped into this century's Bob Hope, thank you for the memories. Please, don't take this as I'm harassing you. My eyes was just passing through. Saw you on the profile posing, saw your smile, and said, oh my. My faith walk is broken. You got my third eye open. And you're sucking me like a locust. I'm adulterous and it's your fault. I'm out of focus. You know what you're doing. Temptations got me asking, give me shelter like a rolling stone. The way they hang, swinging in synchronicity, hypnotizing me to submission like you became Jezebel. And I'm in prison as this inmate seeking conjugal visits, needing sexual healing when you make me wanna holler as you drop them in my mouth and I swallow your power. All of you has devoured me, and this hasn't been an hour. You know what you're doing, and you schooled me from my foolishness. Where your image haunts me to this day, I'm losing sleep because of you, my dear. You know what you're doing, making me yearn to sex you up after making you my forever. Because, hey, lover, this is more than a crush. That's that piece.
Hey, love.
More than a crush.
Yes. I like
that.
Yes. I like that. Okay. Oh, Lord. I got to start thinking of some more, some different kind of topics because I do this to myself. I don't know why I do it, but I bring it on myself because I know how creative your minds are. I know how deep this can go. I ain't been down the rabbit hole, but I know you guys get very, very deep, and I know how it affects me. I know what it does to me. And oh, my God.
I wanted this piece to be a nibble to your neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. It was a little more than a nibble.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Diva, Lord.
Well, let me just put it to you this way, all right? Lately, it's just I've been, like, hooked on to everybody's last line. So, and this time it's like, you know what you're doing. Like, I know that you know, but I know that you know what you're doing. So, yeah. So, but I really like that piece, though. There's some good ones in there. And, you know how you always, you know, put your pieces to some snippets of music, but it's like, look, I know your game, and I'm going to fall right into it, and just, yeah, and that's it. So, great piece, though. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm still waiting for her to yodel.
I holler.
Okay, that's
talk,
good enough for me.
I whisper, but I don't yodel, baby. I can't do it. You hit the right spot. I might. I don't know. Mm. Lord,
okay,
we get. Oh, Lord, did you hear this voice, Sarah? Okay.
I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. You going over there to keep the brothers, you know, joining the conversation with the brothers. You got Poetic over there. You got Joe the Verbal over there. They all keeping Kalinda company right now, but she's like the more the merrier because she loves, she's an excellent conversationalist, and she loves all of
you. And I think I'll have a Code 45 because, you know, it works every time.
Okay. I hear that. All right, old school. Thank you, please, double. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Oh, man. All right. We're going to go back over here to our Canadian connection, see if we can get her to come through clearly. Welcome to the Love Zone, Lady A. How you doing tonight? Oh, no. It's doing it again. Oh, man. Oh, Lady A.
Hey,
can you hear you, sweetie?
Huh?
Yeah. All right, man. Oh, we can't hear it. Still that clicking noise. I don't know if you ever seen that movie Mimic, but that's what it sounds like. Some big bugs going, you know? Oh, man. All right, we'll come back to you. We'll try again. Oh, man, this sucks.
Wow.
That really sucks. I'm so sorry, Lady Aida. Hang on in there, sweetie. We're going to come back to you again. All right, Diva, we're going to go to this next caller. This is area code 609. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
What's going on, ladies? King Atterbury is in the building.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, what's up? How are you tonight?
Hey, ladies.
Say again? What do you
mean? I said, how you ladies doing tonight?
Oh,
we're doing,
pretty good. Kind of in a little bit of trouble, heated steamy trouble because of this topic. And I know you're going to make it worse. I know you're about to make it worse. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Diva, I believe it's your turn to ask the question. Goodness.
It is. All right, King Atterbury. Does having a sexual attraction to someone mean you want to be in a relationship with them?
I don't know. Either have a relationship or we have a relationship. You know, depends on how you want to see things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. I'll go with the relations part. You know, and the relationship can turn into a relationship.
Okay. Found
that.
I hear that. Okay. You know, all that. I like that. Yeah, a lot of us are still looking for that special relationship. It's still open for it. And it's all good. Now, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
All right. The mic is yours.
This piece, all right. This piece I titled, "Our feelings are the same. Nothing is ever going to change. We are bonded by the heart, mind, and soul. Let me explain. That special place of faith that we share and hold dear. Sparks fly when we are close, near, sharing our air. No situation shifts. Only time when the clock ticks. Taking a trip through her eyes, reaching her inner compartment. Expectancy is not on the table when we're together. Enjoy the intimate moments, flashing memories as lovers. I'm a man all day, shifting her ways as we play. Intimate playmate, becoming more than what we say. Yet on the real, she loved the touch and the hug on her crush. Kiss her lips and her neck until she blushed from hot stuff. Moving herself closer to the closure, starting my motor. I'm also one who told her I'm stationed like a soldier. No price is right. We wheel a fortune for the night, temporarily in her life, like snake eyes on a dice. Yeah.
Whoa.
Like snake eyes on a dice?
Like snake eyes on a dice.
Wow.
Oh, man. I hear that now. Man, y'all just I'm trying to keep my composure. Because y'all just...
Let it go. Don't hold back.
Don't say that. Lord, Jesus. So wait a minute. He's like, don't hold back. We're all family. It's okay.
Yeah, don't hold back.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Don't freeze them. Don't freeze them. Right. Y'all trust me. Y'all don't want me loose like that. Believe me. It could get a little scary. It's all good, though. Ooh, I love that piece, so man, bringing that piece. But before you go, we need to know what you got going on out there in the poetry universe.
What we got going on is next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Poetry Corner Show. We're going to be rocking and popping this following week. It's all about the ladies, the women of words.
Wow. Okay. Definitely.
All right.
I'm loving it. That's the stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We got to get some female energy up in here. I'm just bombarding Kalinda, my bartender, with gentlemen over there. But we got a couple ladies up in here. But I'm gonna send you over there nonetheless. And you can join up with Tree Double and Joe the Verbal and Poetic. They over there. Oh, Lord, I hope they're being nice to my bartender. All right.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet Kalinda.
Yeah, she's the best. She got whatever drink you want. She is the mixologist. She got you. And all drinks are on me. Just make sure you tip her, you know. All right?
Yeah, I'll tip her.
All right, King, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to try Lady A one more time because she said she hung up and called back in. We're going to give this one more try, all right?
All right.
Lady A, can
hello?
You hear us? There she is. Welcome to the
Love. Oh, my God. I can hear you guys. I always kept saying, can you hear me? Sorry, both. I don't know what happened.
It was like this clicking noise. I don't know if you ever seen that movie with Mira Sorvino in it. It's called Mimic. But it was about these like gigantic roaches that the government had experimented on, and they released into the public.
No, I didn't see that.
And man, they were just like living in the subway and underground, and they were eating people. And when they were getting ready to attack, they made this noise like that. And that's what we were hearing from you, and that's what came to mind. I was like, I don't want to bring up and say we start to know giant roaches, but that's what it sounded like when you were trying to say something to us. But I'm glad to hear your beautiful voice now. That's what
thank you. Did you want to ask a question?
Yes. Tonight's question is, does having a sexual attraction to someone mean that you actually want to be in a relationship with them?
Well, I think sexual attraction doesn't necessarily mean acting out that sexual attraction. You could have a sexual attraction to pretty much anybody that you found attractive. Acting on it is another thing altogether. Could I go with somebody just for the sake of having sex with them? Probably not. I think there has to be some sort of an attachment or attraction that would lend to a relationship of some kind. I think men and women are vastly different that way. Van said it, you know, they're very visual. It's like a light switch. You just flick the light switch and it's there. For women, it's a lot more like warming up the car in the wintertime, you know what I mean? And takes more time and more finesse, let's say. So I don't think I could do it just for the sake of doing it. it would be empty for me anyway. But sexually attracted to somebody by looking at them and not acting it out, absolutely. I can be sexually attracted to somebody.
I like that. I love that answer. Oh, man. I love that. You said,
Thank you.
Yes. And I agree 100%. I really, really do. I like that. Not that I got any wrong answers. It's just this one. I really like this one, the way you put it. Thank you for that. Now,
I'm going to read a poem. What's that?
What did you bring delicious for us to listen to
tonight? I did bring something delicious. I wrote this back in 2017. It's called Jezebel.
The
red.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. Red, the color of lust. Delicious barbiturate cust. Ruby lips, a shimmering pout. Devils and angels hovering about. Juices flow at the sight. Swollen lips bathed in light, Jezebel, wanton wet, pleasure me at my request. Eat this fruit, crimson red. I lost my place. Eat this fruit, crimson red, rich, taste my sugar, I'll be your bitch. Aching heat needs some release, your tongue, please. Red, the color of lust, knowing fingers, animal thrusts, male appendage wet and drowning, deeper, harder, I am. End poem.
I was talking just now. Yo! That's right there. Wait. Ooh, did you beg? You said your tongue. The way you said that, the way you were calling for his tongue. Damn. Your tongue. Ooh, I like that. Now, see, now I'm in my element. I like that. That's what I'm talking about right there. That was hot. Yes, you're right. That was delicious. That was absolutely delectable. I love that piece.
Thank you, girl.
You brought that to me. She said your tongue.
Just a little bit of fire. Just a little bit.
Not a little bit. You're trying to get pregnant talking to a man like that in the ass, doing the ass. He ain't going to be able to hold back. He even going to, child, he ain't have your legs all the way up. He's going to do like VIP said in her piece. Leg up, heel over head. God. Diva, did she bring that or not? Diva, you still there or did your call drop? Okay, I don't know if you're having some kind of issues or something with a phone. Lady A, girl, my diva, you brought that piece in there. I need to hear you spit that again. You make sure you call in another night and you speak again, because that was fire you just brought. You got folks talk about wait.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. I got stuck on it. I'm like, who should call that? What? Who's calling this?
Okay. Yes,
I got stuck. I was like, wait. What?
Did you hear that?
I know. I was like, huh? I know. Huh? I tried not to. What? I had to mute myself,
That right there, yeah, that was, I like that. That sound like honey dripper work right there, honey. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, you know what? Thank you for that delicious, awesome tea coming in here. She's balancing us out now. Now we got that female energy up in here. Yeah, we're getting some balance now. Because they had me leaning to the side, lady. But it, now we got that female energy bringing us back. Yeah.
Do I have to go into the room and just read that poem again so the fellas can listen to it?
Ooh, child, yes. Well, for now, I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge. You got Poetic over there. You got Joe the Verbal. You got King Atterbury. You got Steve Double 34. And Kalinda is the only lady over there in the bar. So if you could be so kind
as
to.
Too much testosterone over there.
Yes, we need some progesterone over there. Go on over there and even it out a little bit. And, you know, give Kalinda a hand.
Thanks, girl. Thank you.
Thank you. One
right.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
Hey, Diva,
yes,
how about a station ID? I know, right?
Yes, yes,
hey, look.
Yes.
I have to get myself together. I have to say, but I'm I'm going to be stuck on that for a minute. I ain't never heard her say that. But
that's
let's just say she's not saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right. I didn't know whether I had muted myself or what. Lord, mercy. All right, let me get back to the switchboard. Oh, Lord, where is it? There it is. All right, so we left off. Okay, now we're going from Lady A to Dina Storm. Welcome to the Love Zone, Dina. How you doing tonight?
Hello, thank you for having me. It's so funny because a lot of times when people were retired, we don't have the days of the week. So I have to literally look at my phone. It's Wednesday.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Happy
birthday, girl. Looking. Thank you for having me. I retired when I was 57. When I was 47, I'm now 51. God willing, I'll be 52 in December. And all I can say is this. Oh, my God. I'm old people. Old people don't never know what day of the week it is. Like, every day for them is a good day. I'm above ground. So I was thinking, ooh, I'm old people.
You're not old. You're seasoned. That's what I say. I'm seasoned, baby.
I'm seasoned. I'm like, man,
good seasoning. Seasoning, honey. That's all it is. You ain't old. Not yet, you got.
The love of Jesus.
You got to remember.
And look at If the two of you can say that to me, because I know the 60 Divas of Epiphany hold down Wednesday night. My whole thing is this. If y'all are saying that I'm okay, I'm not going to shoot myself down. So.
Okay. We ain't going to shoot you down on here either, honey. Because, listen, you got to think about it. Just because you went past that halfway mark, okay,
yeah.
That don't mean that you old. You just left your 40s.
I'm in the middle of life. You know what I tell people all
that's
the time? Because my grandchildren see me as Grandma Light. And my mama is the real grandma. They tell on me. My mama would be like, what's wrong, baby? They'll be like, Gigi did it. I'm sorry. I'm Gigi. What the fuck you talking to? I'm not trying to cut kids out. What are these babies? Is on that look, if she trying to authenticate my gangster, my middle grandchild, Danny, I always call her Debo. And people are like, why did you say that? I said, because she act like I'm Grandma Light. And my mother is Grandma Full Strength. So if she wants to get me in trouble, she'll tell on me. Tell on me? That's cute.
Kids will do that. Kids will do that.
Yeah, girl, kids today is 2021. So I appreciate y'all. I couldn't miss the show because I had needed a mic, like, probably for the every day of my life. But the reality is this. The last couple of days have been very trying. So coming to the Love Zone, I didn't know what the theme was or what the topic. I heard some poets that spit before me. The reality was this. I came in the queue and raised my hand. Ooh, look at me. So I could join you this evening. So I know y'all have a question. I'm going to just sit back and wait for it.
Yeah, my diva's going to ask you.
I did Lady A.
You did?
Thought I did. Well, anyway, I'll do Gina. Gina, does any, listen, does having a sexual attraction to someone mean that you want to be in a relationship with them?
Mm-mm.
You just, hey, okay.
Look, I'm going to say this because I grew up in a suburb outside of Chicago in my R. Kelly voice. You might be used to me whining and dining, but I'm fucking you tonight. A lot of times when I meet somebody, I have one thing on my mind. Am I going to fuck him or no? Am I going to get some head or no? Am I going to give head or no? But the reality is this. I ain't going to always go. Like, you might want a relationship, me boom me up and get cuffed, you know, because it's the middle of the winter, and it'd be really cold here with a lot of snow in the Midwest. So if you live outside of Chicago like I do and you trying to boo up with me, I need you to understand and appreciate one thing for certain, two things for sure. I might not be in a position where I can go no more, so I might be just fucking. And if you mad at me because that's my destiny, I'm sorry that I'm not sorry, but that's all I got.
Hmm.
I
heard
get
that.
It, girl.
You sound like the Reese Cup commercial. Sorry, but not sorry.
People be putting themselves in unnecessary positions. Please get it situated. I'm sorry, boo-boo. I am no child. You can't toy with me. I'm a grown-ass woman, and this is what I need to do, is tell you that I'm not trying to have sex with you. I simply wanted you to know that if this is the black girl magic you were looking for, I'm here for you.
Well, all right, man. All
yes,
right, now. I hear that.
Phew.
All right, Gina. Man.
People look at people be playing crackhead games with their genitalia. Look, I am so serious. People be like, you know what? You see more of them, I'm going to give them a sample.
Oh, my God.
That was another decade before this one. I'll be 52 in December, so, yeah, I'm not going to be able to give you no at bat. And you swing for the fence. But it's a, I don't know, foul ball. I'm not judging. Yeah. I'm just saying there's some things that I will do and some others that I won't.
I knew that, man. Okay. Now, Gina, you know, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I'm going to title my piece, Compromise. My freestyle for tonight is simply titled Compromise. There have been some times in my life when I felt like all I could do is make sure that the man who believed that we were going to be tethered for some occasion, I don't know for how long or how he was seeing me in what station, but the reality was this, I had to compromise. Sometimes I would give something up that was a necessity in my life. There was a time when I would bend, yield, mold myself to make sure that you were happy and content. But the reality was this, I never got the love I was destined to, nor was it heaven sent. You be out here doing you and you expect me to do me, and if we could come together, then there would be some, I don't know, syncopation, and then we would come to the place where we were in relations, doing the same thing on the same time and feeling like the love that I was giving you was the love that you were giving me and it was mine. But the reality was this, I would always look deeper than the surface, and then I would not, if I didn't say anything about it, be remiss. The reality is this, I'm grown. Not on training wheels, but I'm grown for real. See, at almost 52 years old, I don't have no time to kill. I need you to be able to do what you got to do, and ain't nobody sitting at my table. If he's trying to eat for free, I assure you,
man that will not work shall not eat at my residence. I've had beef since I was 9 years old, and I promise you, I've done so ever since. My mother gave me the checkbook and all of the utilities. I was paying the bills like I was an adult, and this was the situation that was due to me. But she needed me to do so because she was working nights and going to school during the day because she had to do what she had to do right away. She wanted to be a high school graduate before, at the age of 18, but I actually did so at 16 and a half, graduated from high school. My mom wasn't amused. She didn't laugh. She did what she had to. She laid the foundation that would make it a possibility for me to be who I was destined to be. I'm not here calling myself a queen, but Regina means queen in so many languages. I need you to understand and appreciate me. I have my name spelled R-E-G-E-N-A, the way that they do in Spain. People tell me all the time, are you a black Hispanic? No, I'm a black Native American with also a little bit of flavor that is Hispanic along the way. But the reality is this, none of us are 100%. All of us are an off-breed. There's been other things that have came in and they lended themselves to our DNA. I'm doing the best that I can under the situation, and I'm playing my hand. But whatever happened along the way, in all the years that got me to this current day, understand and appreciate this. I didn't come here so I could fulfill your wish. I'm a genie in a bottle, and I'm doing this because I was destined for this. In peace.
All right, ma'am. Okay, now.
All right.
Like, I'm a genie in a bottle. Mm-hmm. You gotta rub me the
right way, honey. Okay. Oh, I love y'all.
I hear that. I hear that. Thank you so much, Gina, for that.
Thank you, Gina. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in and giving your opinion on the topic. And what I'm going to do, because we need some more female energy over there in the Love Lounge by the bar. You know, we got Lady A over in there right now, but we need some more female energy with all them gentlemen over in there. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. One love, one mic.
Love, one mic, Jimmy. Thank you. Wow.
Girl. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. Who's y'all coming up in here next? I recognize this number. Okay. We got from Gina Storm to Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Otto?
Hey, Otto.
Fine.
How are you?
Doing just fine.
Otto.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yep,
fine.
We can hear you.
Yep.
All right.
Now,
I'm doing
this one. Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Wait a minute. That's good. Okay. Does having a sexual attraction to someone mean that you actually want to be in a relationship with them? Oh, you're breaking up real bad. I can't hear you.
You hear me now?
You real choppy.
Yeah, you're breaking in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You hear me now?
Yeah,
okay,
I can hear you.
Okay, can you repeat the question again?
Okay, the question is, does having a sexual attraction to someone mean that you actually want to be in a relationship with them?
No.
Okay.
And I say that because as a man, you have your significant others. You'll look at somebody. You know what I mean? And, let's say you see a Denzel Washington. You say, well, you know, you may call him man or track man. You know what I mean? Not saying that you want to be with him, you know? So I think because I think that being beautiful is an art form. It's just like paint. You know? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That'll work. Now, what did you bring the listeners for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something for us.
All right, I'm going to call it Sweet Style. Matter of fact, I want y'all to name the name of the poem.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
No, name the name of it. Is that the mic? Joey,
oh,
what's the name of the poem?
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me? In my prized possession. Okay. My prized possession. What is the objectivity, the possibility? If I gave you everything at once, if you believe me, if you receive me, is this part of the dream or your part of your self-esteem? I want to be king. Let me slay the generous. I want to go ahead and kill it one time, but I need to know, what do you want from me? The clock is ticking. The clock is working around. Lyrical sound, our profound. Everything like we like cool in the lounge. Your place or my place? But I need to know what you want from me. If I give it all, live it all. If I give you everything. If I make love to you. If I gave you wet drink. If I gave you a swimming pool that your place has given me the place to go ahead and relax. If I make you just like a waterfall, would you take a pause? If I go deep in the abyss, would you give me a kiss? If I work it from behind, would you stay in line? Will you ask all these questions? Lyrically, I want to give you all these weapons, because I got that feeling amazing inside, but I need to know what you want from me. This automatic, charismatic, the lyrical engine, dig is in them all in, but I've been dry.
Wow, that was nice. That was nice. A little romantic type thing. That was all right. All right, Otto. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
All right. I'm going to set you over there in the Love Lounge with all the other poets, where they over there having a drink at the bar and talking to my bartender.
And I want to get
you
drunk.
Make sure you tip her. Huh?
I hope I don't get too drunk. That's all I was. I might be
No, don't get too drunk, cause you got to drive, so be careful. All right. Oh,
yeah, I might have to drive that truck.
One mic. All right. Okay. One love, one mic.
All right, one mic.
Hey, Diva. Let me tell the people what's going on up in here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is approximately 20 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour. After 11, the Blog Talk lady will cut you. She has no chill. She don't care who you are. So if you want to get in on this poetry thing and answer this question about the sexual attraction and getting into a relationship, call in. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And make sure you press that 1 so we can talk to you and you can participate. Those of you streaming online especially. And if you do call in, put your hand up, man. Press that 1 because I see you listening. All right, Diva, we're going to open up this next microphone to you. Just like
yeah.
Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, Dan.
How you doing tonight,
Dan? How you doing?
I don't know why y'all always be talking like, y'all need to open up y'all microphones. I'm like, man, they about to get me again. they about to get me one more. It looks like there's nobody here. Diva, we had
you know
a nice time tonight.
You know it's coming. You knew it was coming. You put your hand up. You know I'm open up your mic.
If I had two, I'd put both of them up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, B.I.P., how you doing?
I'm good, Jay. How about you?
I'm all right. I got a few eyes in the fire, but I'm good.
There you go.
Yeah.
I believe my diva has a question for you.
Say it again.
My diva has a question for you.
Oh, shoot it.
All right, does having a sexual attraction to someone mean you want to be in a relationship with them?
Nowadays, that's a definite no. First you got to test drive the car and kick the wheels on it and all that other type of stuff. So for nowadays, I would say no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The actual factual is that if a man sees, even if he's very attracted to her, he's gonna put forth his bid to her. He's gonna talk to her on the telephone. He's trying to have sex with her. But also on the other end of the coin, women feel the same way. So sexual attraction really don't mean anything. Only thing it means is that you want to have sex with that person.
Okay. That'll work. You got a lot of background noise, Jay.
I know. I heard y'all. What's nice? So I didn't want to be overheard. I got trains and everything going on in the background. I'm watching Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, geez. All right. What did you bring to listen for us to listen to tonight?
So if y'all hit some straight gunfire, I'm all right.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, Jay, the mic is yours.
All right. This is came off of a prompt that I had did on Monday show a while back. That's called Gangsta Love. She was a thug, but that didn't bother me. Fair exchange, always exact change, no robbery. Criminally insane, body, she's a hottie. Bigger beams than Scotty, bodacious potty. She played scratch-offs and lottery. Kept a 40 warm for me. If I'm in trouble, she flying a sortie. And kept that heat between her breasts for the occasion of grand theft. She kept it brat sexy. The name of this piece is Hood Trophy. That's that gangster love. In peace.
Wow. Did you say Hood Trophy or Good Trophy?
I think that was Hood.
Hood, okay. All right, well. That was a good piece.
So,
I wanted to talk about it, but okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That was actually our last caller for the evening, Diva.
All right.
I got to take a sip of some water, because, child, this piece is going for real. Lord, have mercy.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This is something else, honey. It was actually something else. I see we got a couple other callers in here, but ain't nobody else got their hand raised up, and I ain't going to put nobody on blast. You know, make them feel
right.
Kind of way, but you ain't got to be scared. Don't be scared. You can talk to us. We still got about 15 minutes, and we can also go into overtime, but it's all good, y'all. It's all good. I'm going to leave you alone. I see you for real. I see you, baby diva, and a couple of others. All right, so what we going to do, diva,
I guess we're going to end the show. I wanted to play one more song, but I can't even figure out what song I'm going to play. So I'm going to just find my song that I normally close with. And you got any last words, any closing words for our listeners?
Yeah. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out and hanging with us. You know, we know the topics we have, they can make you go, and then they can make you go, ooh, okay. So anyway, thank you so much for everybody who participated tonight. Please stay safe. It's not over. We're getting new variants seemingly every 2 weeks or something. So wear a mask, please, and keep yourself safe. God bless you guys. Diva.
Thank you, Diva, yes. And I want to thank you for joining me tonight. As always, you are the best, honey. We just work well together. And for everybody else out there, yes, I want you to, first off, get that good relationship going with yourself inside, because that's your spirit dwells. Okay. Got to love yourself. You love yourself. You're showing them that you love him as well. Okay. Another thing, respect one another and continue to love one another. Okay. And yes, please be safe, because this germ out here is ugly. It has been sent to attack us, and that is exactly what it's doing. So protect yourself. Stay safe. Stay smart about it. You know right from wrong. Y'all know what to do. Okay. And with that, I'm going to say I love you guys.
Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer. Violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to I'll spend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, if I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note, but I know that red granite. Don't you panic when you make mistakes the most, one day it'll make you grow, you grow. When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult, consult. When the bright cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke, provoke. You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it,
at it, just note, man, the iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your vision, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, when does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall? And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that I'll be out of me. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.